Be it resolved that pursuant to New York State Education Law Sections 2554 and 2565, the Buffalo Board of Education hereby appoints Dr. Pascal Mubinga as Superintendent of Schools of the City School District of the City of Buffalo, New York, effective August 15, 2025, and that Dr. Mubinga's appointment and employment hereunder be subject to the contract of employment that has been agreed to by Dr. Mubinga, and which the President of this Board, me, is hereby authorized and directed to execute on behalf of the district. May I have a second? Cindy McKitchen, all in favor? Any opposed? The resolution is now before the Board. Any discussion? Council? There's no discussion. Oh, may I have a motion? No discussion. Oh, there is this discussion? Okay.
Madam President, I just wanted to state for the record that this process under your leadership seems seamless with the assistance, of course, of Dr. Capana, what is it? Capuana, and the efforts of the board. I was very impressed as a longtime member to see how the board conducted themselves and focused in on the issues of the children and the needs. And I just wanted to say that about this particular resolution at this point. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other discussions? Comments? Okay. Council? If there's no more discussion, can I have a motion to adopt this resolution?
Second.
Larry? And Sharon Beltman-Cotman. General Counsel, please poll the board.
With respect to the motion to adopt the resolution regarding the appointment of a new superintendent, how do you vote, Board Member Beltman-Cotman?
Absolutely yes.
Board Member Everhart?
Yes.
Board Vice President McKechnie?
Yes.
Board Member McCosey?
Yes.
Board Member Shuka?
Yes.
Vice President Scott?
Yes.
Board Member Woods?
Sir Tim Ma.
Board Member Hewlett?
Yes.
And President Emmett Brown?
Yes.
Motion unanimous. Commissioner? Okay. So we have a presentation from our New York State Commissioner, Betty Rosa. There she is. Oh, we can't hear.
Can we?
Yes, now.
We can hear you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I just want to thank the board for this opportunity. Thank you to the president for allowing me this moment to really show my appreciation, not only of all the great work that you have done collectively to select, Dr. Pascal Mubinga has an incredible history, as most of you already know, from selecting him of his 25 to 26 years in North Carolina in Durham Public Schools. But what I have seen from his incredible performance in terms of dedication and commitment to the school district and welcoming him to our family is one of the things that I watched was his commitment to good lessons and reflections as a key element He talks about reflective mind, and it's so amazing to have someone not only with his focus on student achievement and also his passion and care for students. And it is someone that I am so delighted and personally appreciate the opportunity to welcome him into our family. I know that Major White is with you, and again, someone who represents you well and passionately represents the interests of the children of our amazing students in Buffalo Public School. But I do need to say congratulations for your selection of Dr. Mubanga, and more importantly, for his passion, the passion that he brings to this work and the commitment to the children of Buffalo Public School in this state. So with that, I am delighted to be a part. I'm actually in Broome at the BOCES, but I wanted to take this time to welcome him and say thank you for being a member of our family.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, Commissioner Rosa, for taking time out to acknowledge our new selection of a superintendent, Dr. Pascal Mubanga. Thank you. Okay, so with that, I want every board member to at least have an opportunity to welcome our new superintendent, starting with board member Janita Everhart.
Thank you, Dr. Mubanga, for accepting our offer and coming to Buffalo. You may regret that in the next 3 months when the snow gets here. We really appreciate you. Your work in school turnaround just captured a lot of our hearts, and we are just very grateful to have you here. Thank you.
Welcome. Welcome. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be an adventure. So welcome and buckle up.
There's nothing more than this board and this city and the staff and the students of the Buffalo Public Schools want. We don't want anything more than you to be the best superintendent we've ever had. Let's make history.
So I echo my colleagues in saying that I'm thrilled to welcome you to the Buffalo Public School District. I am confident that your breadth of experience, knowledge, and very diverse skill set is absolutely what our district needs. I look forward to your leadership, and I think that you will have a positive, actually I know you will have a positive impact in toward guiding our schools and improving student outcomes.
Thank you. I thought I was last. welcome. I'm very excited. We're looking for a transformational leader, and you're that, and I'm really looking forward to see what we can do together. Thank you.
Thank you for choosing us as well. It's a two-way street when it comes to that. We are fortunate to have you at this point in time. Our district, as of today, is opening up a new chapter. I look forward to working with you on the board and off the board. I need you to know that if there's anything that you need from this community, I am available to put the proper people in place to make it happen. We are grateful to you and your family. First Lady, we're going to keep you warm, okay? First Daughter, your parents are going to be loved. Thank you.
Dr. Mubanga, I am so honored that you chose to take the challenge of this massive district, 30,000 children, with a diversity and a multitude of problems. But the best part is you have the experience and you've already addressed so many of the items and so many of the challenges that we have. I look forward to great things, great achievements with you. Thank you. And anything I can do as Finance and Ops Chair, I will assist. And thank you for coming to our community and welcome to your lovely wife and daughter and your family. Welcome home.
Welcome and congratulations, Dr. Mubanga, and to your wife and daughter. Welcome to Buffalo. And just want to also acknowledge Dr. Capuana and the team at Erie One BOCES that guided us through this work. I really appreciated it and trusted in how we arrived at the decision to choose Dr. Mubanga, and highly recommend it for any other school district that's going through this process. Dr. Mubanga, somebody asked me on the way in, you know, what I think attracted Dr. Mubanga to us. And for me, I think it was the experience that you've heard about, you're gonna hear more about, but also his proven history of producing results and positive outcomes, and then balancing that with relationships and understanding the human aspect of education with students, staff, and families. So thank you, Dr. Mubanga, for accepting, and welcome aboard.
So this was a major undertaking, and I echo all of my colleagues here on the board, Dr. Capuana with the BOCES institution. He's a superintendent and he led us through an ambitious process and it worked. Dr. Pascal Mubanga emerged from some talented people that we interviewed. We believe his style of leadership will inspire many. I think what got me first was the fact that student achievement is critical. And secondly, that he prides on coaching, leadership, etc., with principals. He even wrote a book, okay? So he has proven skill sets, and we believe as a board, we're gonna support him along with the cabinet to have his journey here successful. So thank you for choosing us as well, Dr. Pascal Mubanga. And so we're gonna have an opportunity for you to speak as well.
Can you all hear me? I have my written remarks. I'm gonna read them right there at the podium before I address the media. But let me just go ahead and say thank you to the board. This was a great process, and I'm gonna give kudos to Dr. Capuana with his team. It was really a seamless process. I was kind of hesitant when I had a conversation with him first. I said, do I need to apply for my license? He said, why not? Go ahead, do that. So I'm really thrilled and excited as I'm going to present to my remarks. Looking at the demographic of this particular district, the size, all the data, that's really what attracted me to apply for the job. And I'm going to go more to my remarks. But to the board, thank you. Look forward to this journey. We're going to do it together. It's going to be great. There are going to be some challenges as well. We're going to overcome them together. And at the bottom line, our children, not trying to offend anyone, I used to call them our babies, we'll make sure that we take care of them. So I'll be making my remarks when I go to the podium. Thank you.
And then I would be remiss not to acknowledge our interim superintendent, Dr. Will Caresses. He held it together for us during this transition. So I thank you, Dr. Caresses, for all that you do. Thank you. So may I have a motion to adjourn? Belton Cotman,